The Buffalo Bills play their first preseason game tonight at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Matt Sabuda joins us for the latest installment of Beyond the Playbook. The big story of camp so far is the quarterback battle. Matt Castle gets the start tonight. Which of the three contenders do you think has the best chance to help his cause tonight?
Well, by most scorecards, I'd say Matt Castle has taken the lead in the quarterback competition almost by default, and that he's done exactly what you'd expect from him. He grasps the offense, shows the most consistency, but without really excelling. The problem is that the other two quarterbacks aren't really excelling either. But tonight, Tyrod Taylor, I'd say, has the best chance to help his cause in the race to become starting quarterback. He'll play right after Castle. He's likely to see a mix of starters and backups for Carolina's defense, and if he has a standout performance versus a mediocre Castle performance, he'd really go a long way to help his cause in the race to be starting quarterback. Unfortunately for E.J. Manuel, getting the third-string opportunity against backups and third-string guys on defense, who really are long shots to make the NFL, an NFL team in general, it's really not going to do a whole lot to help his cause.
Quarterback isn't the only battle in training camp. What players should we keep an eye on tonight who are fighting for a job?
Sorry, this is going to be a bit of a boring answer, but I'd say offensive line, the closest battle on the team, which seems to be right tackle, where Cyrus Kwanjo and Chantrell Henderson are neck and neck for the starting job. And the other interesting position to watch is running back, with rookie Carlos Williams having a good camp and pretty close to a lock to make the team. Bryce Brown's going to really have to step up, or he's going to see a pink slip in his locker very soon.
From everything I've heard, the defense has been far ahead of the offense so far in camp. What has your impression been, and what concerns you most about what you've seen so far this year?
I wouldn't get overly concerned with that, in the sense that the simple answer is that the defense is loaded with stars who've been playing together for a while now. With Mario Williams, Marcel Darius, Kyle Williams, Jerry Hughes, others, you really have an elite group that's likely to be one of the best defenses in the NFL. And unfortunately, you can't say the same for the offense, and quite frankly, I think any offense would struggle playing against this defensive unit, but you just would like to see some stability moving forward from the offense and give them the best chance to win with what they have, particularly a quarterback.
Preseason games don't mean much, but it is Rex Ryan's first game as head coach of the Bills and his first game in front of the home fans. Is winning tonight important, do you think?
No, not at all. He's been around this enough to know that the most important part of tonight is staying healthy. Last thing you want to see is a guy, particularly any of your starters or any player, leave injured for a game that doesn't count. So I don't think he cares one way or another.